This is The Frontline, industry insights and perspectives from America's premier professional staffing agency, Frontline Source Group.
Joining us on this segment is Bill Casco. He's the founder and CEO of Frontline and a seasoned expert on the subject of hiring both temporary and permanent employees. In this segment, we'll get some expert tips from Bill on the hiring process. Bill, welcome back to the program.
David, great to be with you.
So what do some of your clients or some clients overall get wrong about their approach to interviewing, selecting, and hiring for their business?
You know, there's so many times, this is a really a great question, and it's one of those that it's kind of the one you never want to address with people either. But, you know, people get too wrapped up about a resume, and they get too worried about a sheet of paper that's in front of them. Either because, and it's both parties. It's not just the employer sometimes during the interview process. It's the candidate and the individual looking for work. But they get too wrapped up about maybe the words or how they're put on the paper, and they don't spend as much time concentrating on the person individually and about understanding the person. And I think that when we have clients and the employers who understand that, you know, a resume is just an outline. It's just a path that they have been down. Follow along with it. There's no way possible that any of us can put everything we've ever done onto a resume. And yet some people are still so stuck on the keywords, so wrapped up with looking at this resume and not digging down into the person that they miss so much about the person because it just didn't have one word on the resume. And you know, there were times when people thought, well, I need to stuff my resume with all of these additional words. And I can tell you, I can remember looking at resumes and you would see under skill set, it would say things like their skill set was they were able to fax and, you know, or use a copier or Explorer. Internet Explorer was one of those that always made us laugh. And so now 10, 12, 15 years ago, well, you may have been an IT genius because you had that on your resume. Today we look at it and we laugh. And so it's the same thing. It's not about all of the special words that are put down on a resume. It's about the person and having that discussion to talk about their accomplishments, what they have done, and the path that they have gone down and where they want to be at the end of the day. And to me, if people would spend more time understanding the person and not trying to understand, you know, what size font they used on their resume and what type of paper it is, that is just so much more important when it comes to finding top talent and to identifying them. And so one of the things that we have done as a company is to concentrate primarily on understanding the person. Because when we can understand the person, we can select the client that is a best fit for the person. And so it's not a matter of matching up a resume to the job. It's about the person. And when we bring the two together, that is what makes us successful. That's what brings it. It's truly like from the heart. It's something that everybody realizes this is the right match to be made. And those are the successful placements. That's a differentiator to us in the way that we operate.
Bill, are there questions that you sometimes see employers just fail to ask during an interview that you feel they really should be asking?
Well, I think sometimes, and a lot of it has to do with we're all so worried today, we're all worried about being sued, right? We're all worried about asking the wrong questions because we're afraid that the EEOC is going to find it offensive or someone's going to find it offensive. And what I say to that is there are guidelines and things that we need to follow. I completely agree and understand. But there are a lot of questions that have no bearing on anything with the EEOC. And you can absolutely go down. And it really, again, it goes back to asking about the person. One of my favorite questions to ask that I think employers miss, I don't care where you are in your career, it's to ask the individual, tell me about your first job. Tell me about your first time you went to work. And I want to know two questions. I want to know where you went to work. I want to know how you got the job. And it's really important to me to understand how did you get the job? Did your mom or dad know someone and they hooked you up? Or did you go and make a phone call? Or did you get on your bike and go up to the grocery store, fill out the application so that you could bag groceries? That to me tells me more about the person than any other question I can ever ask because it really dictates where they started. And it's funny too to ask when you understand when people say, well, you know, I didn't work until my first job was really when I got out of college. And they always feel bad about that. And I always say, well, why would you feel bad? I mean, you didn't have to work, which is incredible, and that's wonderful that you were able to do that. So you were able to do that, and so you graduated with honors, I'm assuming, because that's what I'm going to look for. Then it tells me what different things I need to be looking for. There should be something that tells me, okay, if they weren't doing this, then they should have had this. If they were working the entire time and they said, well, I started working at 15, I worked all through high school, then I paid my way through college working as well. Wow, that tells me a lot. Now I'm not going to expect a 4.0. But you know what? If I get some great grades as well from them, they say, well, I graduated, with honors. You're like, wow, you worked your whole way through and you paid for college while you were doing. That's huge. But it tells me that's a different type of person. That's a different person that is going to actually probably be more self-motivated, and I'm probably not going to have to spend as much time with holding their hand or micromanaging. And it's funny that it doesn't matter where you are in your career, whether you're fresh out of college, out of high school, or you're a 10-year, 40-year veteran doing drafting, AutoCAD drafting or something, that question never changes. It's the question that's always going to be there. There's no way around it. It is what it is. But it's funny when you ask and you look at the path of what this person's gone on. That to me is so important. It's to understand the path of where they've been and what got them to where they're at today.
Bill, this is great, great stuff. Thanks so much for joining us. We've been visiting with Bill Casco. He's the founder and CEO of Frontline Source Group. They are America's premier professional staffing agency, one of the fastest growing. We'll do it again for sure. Thanks for being with us on the Frontline. For more information, visit frontlinesourcegroup.com.